This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Regular trash collection in Philadelphia will resume on Monday now that the DC-33 strike is ending, and health centers and free libraries are now back open. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker won a battle against the city's blue-collar workers union to agree to go back to work with a contract with no significant changes to what she offered before the eight-day strike. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Mayor Parker was gracious in victory, repeating her admiration for city workers and extending an olive branch to Union President Greg Boyer.
I know that we're going to need some healing time. You can't get through something as intense as this and not have to go through healing time.
The city went up just a quarter of a percent from its pre-strike offer, agreeing to 3% raises in each year of a three-year contract. The extra quarter percent will be paid by a slight reduction in what the city contributes to the union's health and welfare fund. Boyer did not give details about why he agreed to the terms.
There was a lot of factors involved, and we ultimately did what we thought was in the best interest of all of our membership.
The city asked residents for patience as it cleans up 60 temporary trash drop-off center so it can resume curbside collection on a regular schedule next week. Clean and Green Commissioner Carlton Williams says the city will keep them from becoming illegal dump sites with cameras at each location.
Anyone who has the audacity to think that you're going to come in and dump in our city, you will be fined.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Authorities in Coatesville, Chester County have charged five people in a fatal stabbing at a home last month. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us police have four of them in custody but are still searching for the fifth.
19-year-old Giovanni Gonzalez Declet remains at large, and Chester County DA Christopher De Barrena Sorobe says, quote, he has ties to other states, end quote, though he did not specify which states. On Wednesday, the DA's office announced that Gonzalez Declet, 20-year-old Dorian Miller, 21-year-old Marcus Colclager, 19-year-old Joseph Lancella, and 17-year-old Sharon Jones Allen have been charged in connection with the fatal stabbing of Alex Camacho on June 29th. Police found Camacho in a home on Virginia Avenue in Coatesville with a large laceration down his backside. Medics took him to Paoli Hospital, where he died later that evening. Officials say surveillance video and Ring camera footage showed the suspects following Camacho and another person to that home and Lancella pulling a knife from his waistband. According to authorities, the defendants held and beat Camacho while Lancella stabbed him before they all ran away. Investigators have not revealed a motive. The DA says anyone with information on Gonzalez Declet's whereabouts should contact Coatesville Police. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
Closing arguments are scheduled for this morning in the trial of a Levittown man who admits to killing his father, then chopping off his head in hopes of sparking a revolution to overthrow the federal government. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwer tells us the defendant took the stand for about 2.5 hours on the final day of testimony.
33-year-old Justin Mohn admitted to killing his father, but he testified the shooting was justified as he was performing a citizen's arrest when his father, who was using the bathroom at the time, tried to grab his gun. Mohn also admits he cut off his father's head and held it up in a YouTube video while calling his non-existent militia into action to overthrow the federal government. Mohn says his father committed treason when he intervened in a lawsuit Mohn had filed against the federal government. In that lawsuit, Mohn claimed discrimination for being an educated straight white man. He accused the federal government of breaking the social contract by giving him student loans for what he felt was a worthless degree and for pushing what he calls a woke agenda. He says his father told the judge in that case it was Mohn's fault he was fired from a job and that ended his chances of becoming a politician and saving the country. Mohn calls that treason, claiming it gives aid or comfort to foreign enemies. Mohn says he refused the mental health defense because he says that's what the Soviet Union did to anyone who stood up to that government. In Doylestown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
At least 7 EPA employees here in Philadelphia are among the 139 nationally who have been suspended after signing a declaration of dissent that accuses the Trump administration of undermining the agency's mission. A rally in support of the union members was held yesterday in Center City, and KYW's Matt Coughlin was there.
When you stand up for clean water,
the EPA says it has launched an administrative investigation into the actions of at least 139 employees, 7 based out of the Philadelphia office, after they signed on to a letter accusing the Trump administration of undermining the EPA's mission to protect the environment. Union leaders say the letter was respectful and protected speech. Brad Starnes is the president of the local chapter of the Federal Workers Union representing EPA workers.
It has struck fear in those who have been impacted. It has struck fear in those who have witnessed this and have not been put on admin leave. I've spoken to individuals and they've told me they'll be reticent about doing anything that they feel might seem as pushback to the administration. That's chilling.
Joyce Howell is the union's executive vice president.
The letter asks the administrator to redirect EPA towards our mission of human health and the environment and pointed out some specific things that were taking us off course.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.